I always believe there are three myths of an AI program. It's too expensive, it's too time-consuming, and you need great facilities. The reality is, it is very doable for the average cowman, but it must be a secret because so few of us commercial producers use it. My wife, Ginger, and I started artificially breeding heifers in the early 70s. Using glass ampules and scribers to break it open. It wasn't real successful. I remember one of the first bulls I used was a bull out of Canada named Canadian Imperial, and his pictures were great. But his calves looked like bummer calves. So, I mean, we learned a lot. We quit. My dad just couldn't take it anymore. He was buying the calves out of the bulls we were purchasing were just an awful lot better than what we were AIing to. So then, in the late 80s, Dad and I were at a bull sale just north of us, and we always prided ourselves on trying to buy the top-end bulls, and they were just too expensive, and we wanted the best genetics we could to get the most improvement out of our cows we possibly could. So in the late 80s, Dad and I talked. I said, Dad, it's time to start AIing again. And I was so upset I didn't get this bull bought. I said, you know what? We're going to breed 500 cows to that bull's sire. And that started us breeding cows in the late 80s, and we've never looked back from that time. And it's been a wonderful experience. I think as an industry, we have made people think that AI is very difficult. I happen to be living proof that it is not difficult. Facilities are talked about and how perfect they have to be. Obviously, the better the facilities are, the easier the job is to get done. But for a lot of us commercial producers, we simply don't have an elaborate AI facility. Ranchers may not think they have the time, but the real average amount of time for a synchronization program is 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes per cow at the most. That's three trips down the chute, not to count your sorting and your gathering your cattle. So, time, no, it doesn't take much time. It's a great investment of your time. Ginger and I have bred cows in Tico chutes in snowstorms, the Powder River panels in a shed, and we can always get the job done. Facilities can be whatever you have on your ranch. Any chute setup that you are presently using, if you can bangs vaccinate, preg test, vaccinate your cows, you're set up. You just don't know you're set up. You can get this job done if you just have any sort of facilities at all. You should all know that there are many dedicated stud services out there to help you. These people are not only dedicated to helping you do a good job and have a high success rate, but they're dedicated to the industry and the beef improvement for everybody. One individual has been helping me breed cows for over 20 years. I count him as a great personal friend and as a great source of information. Handling the cows is often talked about. And first time cows get, you know, go through an AI program, it's tough. But we handle our cows a lot. Ginger and I start out every year with our, when we wean heifers, we train all our heifers. So either she or I by ourselves can run 200 heifers down a chute without any hassle or anything else, and it's amazing how easy they're trained. By the third time, they run down the chute. In fact, we've overtrained them. So when we're trying to send them down a breeding chute, they almost stampede to get down the chute, and they're stacking up. So you can overtrain your cattle. But if you train your heifers at the start of their career, they'll handle and go down your chutes forever and easily. One thing we always did work on was easy and quiet and gentle on the cows. And I'm not I don't believe in using hot shots, but I will tell you what, we're on a time schedule and the last cow is going to go. So sometimes you have to, but I often think as we pamper these cows down the chutes to make sure we don't upset them or get them ruffled, I often think of the last cow out in the pasture with the cleanup bulls. There's five or six bulls chasing around and tearing the hair off her rump. And I think, you know, this AI program, if you want to be easy on your cattle, looks like an awful lot better way to go. I know that AI not only saves us money, but makes us money as well. Herd improvement for the future is one large advantage. There is a pride and a feeling of assurance when you're starting to calve a group of heifers that are all half-sisters, all bred to one calving-ease bull. It's the prettiest sight in the whole world, and the uniformity you will get there is amazing. Our steers consistently sell above the average market price. Our heifers are sought after. And having uniform loads of cattle that are half brothers and sisters will always be worth a premium. AI has given us the advantage of raising our own bulls and having them be all half brothers, which helps gives us consistency in our genetics for the whole herd. We sell a few bulls to our friends and neighbors. We also, prior to the mad cow scare, had a contract to supply heifers for an F1 breeding program with a Japanese trading company, which was a wonderful program. It paid 10 cents premium over the steers, and they bought them every year. I think we were in that for 5 years until they picked up their operation and went to Australia. So that was an unfortunate thing for me. I believe if you're going to be in the ranching business in the future, your very existence will depend on your ability to supply a better and more consistent product. The genetic accuracies are there, and the genetics proven. It's not a guessing game anymore when you pick bulls to use in your AI program. If you pick high accuracy bulls, you will get exactly what you pick, from maternal, milk. I mean, for me, it's like a Santa Claus catalog. I mean, I look through Selects, ABSs, Gen X, Accelerated. I love it. What the options out there are incredible. When I look into the future, I always feel excited about the progress my family can make with this great tool. The genome research that is going on will be one more tool that we, because of a good AI program, will be able to take advantage of sooner than other people. I have used, over time, almost every synchronization program. They all seem to work. Some are better, some are worse. Right now, we naturally heat detect a lot of cows at home because it's a wonderful time to train kids and grandkids. Now it's grandkids. And if you've got some young technicians from Chico State or Fresno State or whatever, you've got time to help them get better. And there's lots of those kids out there that want to help and participate in an AI program. In Oregon, our favorite up there is a CoSync or SelectSync, which is a shot of GNRH followed 7 days later by Lute, followed 54 to 6, whatever hours, breeding and another GNRH shot. And what we have found for our highest conception rate, we will get, this year in Oregon, we got 66% on that first heat. And the weather wasn't great. Weather temperatures ranged from minus 15 to 3 above for the whole time. And my little AI technicians, they drank a lot of beer when they were up there because they were inside a lot because it was cold when they weren't breeding or heat detecting. But that program works very well for us because what we do, we'll do that. And then we will turn bulls in for 17 days. And then up there we're feeding, so then we take the bulls out, reheat detect, and then put bulls back in. On a program like that, we require maybe one bull to 80 or 90 cows. This is not great news for some of my registered brethren, but that's not a program that will work for everybody. The normal program would be a one-shot deal because you've got hired technicians there, et cetera. And in that program, I caution you, you might need more bulls, not less bulls. So when you synchronize those cows, you will get, when you're starting out, 50 to 60% would probably be a pretty good number. Each successive year that you do that, you will find that your conception rates will go up because you've eliminated a lot of cows that didn't cycle, wouldn't cycle, were hard to breed. So if you give it time, It will all get better. But like I say, I caution you, don't synchronize a bunch of cows and think you're going to get by with less bulls. We all read articles about the cost of AI versus the cost of feeding a bull, da-da-da. But trust me, if you synchronize your cows, you're going to need the same number of bulls. Those articles are okay, but they don't mean much because they're not right in my view. But that's just my view. Bull selection. The toughest thing, the absolute toughest thing to do. You can pick whatever you want. You know, if it's a terminal cross, there's bulls that are perfect. A maternal, you can just about, you want to downsize, you want to get them bigger, you want to get them smaller, you can get them any color. But the biggest factor for me in picking a bull, number one factor always, is to try to find out if it's a high conception rate bull or not. And I will tell you from personal experience, all bulls are not created equal. There's higher conception rate bulls. And if the industry lacks anything from my personal perspective for the success of my operation, more research on fertility. I mean, I know Dr. Roy Axe from the University of Arizona has done work, and I've talked to him and others, but I'll give you a great example. Years and years ago, we did a progeny test. We randomly bred 100 cows to each bull. There was four bulls in this test, randomly bred, semen collected at the same stud, same technician, I thawed the semen, same day, we had conception rates that ranged from 38% to 70%. Now, which bull made me the most money? I'll tell you which bull made me the most money. That 70% bull made me three times as much money as the 38% bull. So the services know these bulls. I mean, and they'll help you with that. But like I say, as we do our genome research on all our carcass stuff and feed efficiency, and it's wonderful, and I'm going to be right there using it. But the most important thing for me is getting those calves on the ground in the first 21 days. That to me is where I make my money. That next heat is too costly. So anyway, I would encourage that. In my family, we've been doing AI for so long, my children and grandchildren think it's just part of the operation, just like marking calves or Bangs vaccinating heifers. And I'm very encouraged by that. In fact, a cute story. About 3 weeks ago, I went over to see my two grandsons. One's got a seventh grader's got a steer for the fair. Fifth grader's got two pigs, two gilts. So granddad's over checking this out, and Holton, the youngest one, asks me, says, "Granddad," I says, "What, Holty?" He says, "Do you know how to breed a pig?" I went, "Well, no." He says, "I paid $300 a piece for these two gilts," and he says, "I want an AI Penelope." And I said, "Well, Holty, I don't know how to do that, but we can find out." I said, "Dr. Daly at Chico State or somebody, we can call somebody that knows how to AI hogs." So anyway, I thought, you know, my training has gone well when a fifth grader decides that artificially breeding his pig will make him more money. So anyway, I was quite encouraged by that. Who knows what the future will hold? But I know my family is in a position to not only survive, but to capitalize on all the genetic improvement that is coming to our industry. We must stay on top of innovations to survive, not only for our own operations, but for our industry. The more efficient our ranchers are, and our ability to produce a better product, the longer we can stay in the ranching business. If we don't use every tool available to us, will the next generation be able to make it in these uncertain times? I think they can, if they always remember the number one goal: maximize our returns on a sustainable basis. Without using artificial insemination, that is an impossible feat. Using AI in your commercial operation takes a lot of planning. But if you have a 60-day calving season, a good mineral program, a good vaccination program, you're ready to go. I hope I have convinced you it is something you need to do to ensure your survivability in the future. I know you all have corrals. Plan to be busy for, 3 minutes a cow, maybe five, and you will reap a huge benefit. You will have the best of the best in genetics. You can't always buy at the auction. Let the registered breeders do the legwork of raising the superior bulls. Then go breed your whole herd to that bull. High power genetics and higher profits are within your grasp. Reach for them. Thank you very much. And I can't believe I did that without a teleprompter.